Hi, everybody, and welcome to Robert Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Podcast. Hey, it's a podcast, everybody.
I'm leaving that part in, by the way.
This is fantastic. This is 44, I think.
44,
that's yep. Right. How are you, Alana?
I'm good. How are you,
Welcome
Robin?
Back after your holiday. You weren't on the podcast last week.
I was not on the podcast, but I'm so glad to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, McCully was on the podcast.
He was on the podcast.
Yeah, that will not be happening again.
No.
Little shit.
Are you actually angry about that, or?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Robin and I have actually had a discussion without you. You were away, and he was really upset. Luckily enough, I wasn't there. So it was nothing to do with me, but obviously you were the one that
encouraged
McCully to do it and then posted the podcast.
It actually affected the downloads.
I don't think it did.
They went up.
And I'm very angry about it.
I've actually not looked at the figures for last week's one, so I don't know.
Well, they're miles up. So thanks for that, McCully. What's coming up on the show this week? What have we got? What are the delights?
So
it's been a good
stuff.
Week this week?
It has been.
It's been an okay week, yeah.
It's been an average week.
We discussed.
Solid 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Me and Anna discussed our trip to Beyonce.
Could you try and sell it a bit more?
People listening going, I don't really
care. He's reading this off notes on his phone.
Yeah, we had Be Wrong Say as well, a little game we played.
Fernando's,
yes. Yeah.
No, sorry, not that sounded like Take Me Out, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Fernando.
Fernando's, you want a trip for two to Fernando's.
That would be good.
He was giving away stuff for Nando's.
Yes, we played a game of Guess My Age.
Yes.
With Goalies Gran. Yep. Came on for that. We came up with some new awards, a new awards ceremony.
Would you have switched off by now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
This is the way you read
listen,
it. Is
and
you
find
really
out what's coming up.
Listen, the lad's not very well.
Yeah, I've got a wee bit of a cold.
I know, actually, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I need a nap. That's what I need.
Well, this is a boring podcast.
I'll put this on.
This is your time to go to sleep right now if you're listening.
Now. Yeah. All right, we're going to start.
I think we should before
podcast.
People leave.
All right, let's start the podcast. Thanks, Alana.
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, Season 2. Who renewed this pish?
Pure Radio.
Alana's back on the show. Hello, Alana.
Hello.
Intern Gary's still on the show. Hello,
I'm still
Intern
here.
Gary.
Hi there. How are you?
Here we are. You were both at the Beyonce gig at the weekend.
We were, and it was incredible.
I heard you this morning swapping stories about 5 o'clock today, chatting away.
It was really intriguing as to how Intern Gary would find it, because obviously you're not a massive Beyonce fan, but I think you can still appreciate how talented she is from that gig.
Yeah, it was still a really good show.
No, I feel a butt coming in here.
No, I've never seen a show where someone goes off so many times to change outfits.
Well, why?
Yeah.
She can't change on stage.
Oh, no, but
I bet you would like that, Intern Gary.
Whenever I go see Example or someone, Example doesn't change.
But Example's not Beyonce, and he wouldn't change
anyway.
Come on, anyway.
You can't use Example and Beyonce in the same sentence.
I think the difference is she has such a big set and such a big show that even when she does go away, maybe she brings on her dancers to do a little bit. Or there was actually one part where her backing singers came up, and actually I thought it was Destiny's Child's Reform, and I was really excited. But it was actually just them, and they did a number on their own, which you don't really see a lot at gigs.
They're still pretty good. About you.
They were incredible. Incredible.
They've got the top people.
It felt a bit unnecessary, some of the staging. At one point, she came out in a vehicle just
she
for
came
a
out
song.
In a tank. It was so extra.
Wow.
I absolutely
just
loved
drove,
it.
Done a song
and started
back.
Shooting people.
No, surprisingly not. Actually.
Robin's like, that's the kind of gigs I like.
I think I'd have read about that, I guess, wouldn't I?
How many?
That would have made the news.
How many songs did she do? Because I counted about six.
She must have done at least, I'd say, 40 to 50.
Yeah. He said, I only knew six songs. That was a long gig for a non-Beyonce man.
One of them was Cuff It, we play all the time.
Yeah,
Crazy in Love.
Yeah. Well done.
I lost it when that came on. I was excited.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Single Ladies.
Wait. You told me that you're the kind of person at a gig that just stands awkwardly and doesn't dance or sing along.
I could love the band. I would stand with my arms crossed and I just nod my head and just sort of like move my shoulders. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And I get questioned by many people, like, are you not having fun? Are you not enjoying yourself? I was like, yeah, I am.
Do you know, actually, I rate that because Aussie girl Rebecca will vouch for me because obviously we went together.
Oh yeah, what's Aussie girl Rebecca like at gigs? Was she losing it?
She was really enjoying it.
Was she down the mosh pit at the front?
Yeah, jump. I don't think they have mosh pits
lager,
at Beyonce.
Or whatever.
No, but there was this woman in front of us and she'd really bad BO. And I mean, incredibly bad BO. But she liked to dance with her arms up and then turn around, and every time she would start dancing and yelling and going, woo! We would just get this waft of BO. And
that's,
I mean, it was getting to the point where Aussie girl Rebecca and I were, you know, when you kind of dance like a fish and you cover your nose and you do that. We were dancing like that because the smell, oh my
gosh. Was anybody else noticing it?
Yeah, you could see everyone looking around going, what is that?
Jesus.
I mean, it was not just a little bit of BO, you know, when you're exercising, this was like intense.
So you're saying it's not like fresh BO. This is like somebody who hadn't had a bath for a week.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, she didn't look like that. She looked really cool. Oh, and
maybe she had
just
a
really
problem.
I think
she walked past me after the gig because someone walked past me and I went, oh, God.
Well, you were at the same park. You were in the south park.
This is an indoor gig. This woman was infecting everyone with her BO.
Someone's at Beyoncé go, I didn't smell any BO. Who was that?
Beyoncé.
I knew you were going to make that joke. I saw that coming a mile away. Robin Galloway takes
on a podcast. Season 2. Hello, Alfie Boy. Alfie Boy's a new listener named after your dog. He's not.
I was going to say, that's what I call Alfie.
He's currently number...
I actually do.
Do you call him Alfie Boy?
Alfie Boy.
All right. Yeah, he's currently number eight on the Pure Listener leaderboard. Alfie is saying this today.
Morning, team. Happy Monday. How is everybody?
Good.
Hope you all had a pure belter of a weekend.
Thanks, pal.
Here's to a great week ahead, troops.
Thanks, bud.
Now, I can't help but hear that and think that's my dog.
If your dog could talk, I think that's probably how he would sound.
Actually, that'd
be all right. Would you like to say something to Alfie Boy, our listener, in your Alfie voice?
Oh, go on.
Is that not a bit weird?
Yes.
Because it's a listener. Yeah, Why would you talk to a listener like that?
He might like that.
What if Alfie Boy likes that and then it's just weird? It's different when it's your dog, they're innocent.
Go on, just say something. See, you know.
Have a good day, Alfie Boy.
Yeah. Who's a good boy?
Can we scratch your tummy?
Whoa. Come on.
You're taking it too far now.
Yeah.
That's what you would talk to. You see, this is why it doesn't
HR
work. This is why it doesn't work.
I think our listeners should have access to HR.
100%.
If something happens on this show.
Could you imagine? You would be gone. You'd be gone after a day if they'd access to HR.
Alana, you can't come back from your holiday and request to rub listeners' tummies.
As long as you say tummies at the end of it.
Well, I think that's what you said. I'm not sure. Anyway, thanks, Alfie Boy. Earlier on today, Alana did the voice she uses to speak to her own dog, Alfie Boy.
I won't be doing it again.
And said something about tickling him on the tummy.
Yes.
Well, he's come back in there.
The tummy rub, actually.
Just a wee message for Alana, just to thank her for the belly tickle. I hit a spot. Let's get my tail wagging. Cheers.
You know what that means, don't you?
No.
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh.
I think we all know what that means. Hey.
You know, sometimes when someone says a joke and you don't have to address what the joke actually means, you could just leave it as it was.
There was no need to be like, eh?
You know what that means?
H. There we are, sorted.
Seamless.
And coming on today to play, it's Anne from Dundee, the lovely Anne. Hi, Anne. We love you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so first question coming from Alana today.
Okay, question number one. Who was your celebrity childhood crush?
Celebrity crush,
yeah. When you were younger, who did you fancy? Someone on TV, a singer, someone from a...
Pop star, film star.
Probably Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Okay.
Okay. Intern Gary's shaking his head.
No idea.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch. You don't even see Alana, does?
Is that what X-Files or
something? No. Starsky and Hutch been the original. This is the like Saturday Night TV one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, like Aunt Dick?
No.
Right,
okay. It's all right. We're moving on.
We'll move on. Okay, perfect.
Okay, Intern Gary, your question, please.
What was your favourite TV show as a child?
Little House on the Prairie. Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
It's a good show.
Get a lot of info from these questions.
Good show, yeah. Okay, I am going to ask you, when did you get your COVID vaccine?
That's a good one.
Quite a good question, that. When did you get your COVID vaccine?
Which one?
First one. Yeah.
Probably about 2 years ago.
2 years ago, okay.
Alana? Did you ever receive a piece of fruit in your Christmas stocking?
Yeah.
Like an orange or a tangerine or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my kids still get that now.
Yeah, but it is something that it's not as common now.
Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why people have got scurvy. Okay, intern Gary.
Okay, what year did you leave secondary school?
You can't ask that because you're pretty much saying what's your age.
No, it's not.
You can't do that because
you can leave whenever.
No, because no, can. There's yes, questions like
no,
last week.
You can leave at 50.
No, Aussie girl Rebecca.
I can't remember.
What year did you leave?
Well done. And I can't remember. Excellent. Are you looking forward to your retirement?
I'm not going to answer that one.
Slightly cheating
this
as well.
It's difficult. Do you think it is?
What are your thoughts on millennial hot beverages like pumpkin spice lattes?
Flat whites.
No, you're not a fan of them?
No.
Like an
coffee's
old...
a coffee.
Okay.
I'll have a cup of tea, milk and two.
I know all I need to know.
All right. Intern Gary?
What was the first gig you attended? Who was it? What was the artist?
Oh, gosh.
Pop concert.
A pop concert. Oh, yeah. I remember now. It was the Nolans.
The Nolans. Wow.
You're writing that down.
You know Coley Nolan that's on Loose Women?
Yes.
She was in a band called The
Nolans.
I did not
know that.
Oh, well, I'm in the
movie. Oh, really?
For dancing.
Is that her?
That's her.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't make that connection. Yeah, I didn't realise that's where she was from.
They toured with Frank Sinatra in Japan.
Wow.
Weirdly.
This is your last question?
It is, and do you know what? I've actually written down that question that you just asked.
Oh, perfect.
When did you leave school? Which you can't answer.
Nope.
I'm not going with
are
that.
We ready to make a guess?
Oh, we're just going to make a guess now.
Yeah, that's our three questions done.
All right, okay. So how old is Anne? Intern Gary, you go first.
Be careful, be careful.
It's okay.
A difficult one because you want to get it right, but you also don't want to offend.
60. No, no.
60.
Yes.
That's your guess?
0.
60.
Okay, so going from the questions, the Starsky and Hutch answer, the fact that you'd fruit in your stocking, and also the fact that you're not really into like Starbucks millennial drinks, I am going to guess that you are in your 50s. Mm. I am going to go maybe 56, 57, 56?
Okay, 56. So we've got 56, 60.
Yep.
Don't hang up. I'm going to go 67.
Wow.
Very risky.
Oh no.
Very risky, Robert.
Very risky.
Yeah. Okay, what is it, Anne?
You're all wrong.
We're all wrong. Okay. Alright, so
Alana was the closest.
Right.
I'm 57.
I said that as well. I said 56, 57.
Do you know what? Because sometimes you call yourself goalie's gran.
Yeah.
That's where that, because the word gran, I just automatically.
Oh, don't try and
bit.
Save yourself
no,
now.
No, I did.
Digging myself out of the hole. No, it's not you. It's just the word gran.
Shut up, Alana.
But you can be a gran at a really young age.
Of course you can, yeah. In Scotland, 31.
That's pretty common.
And we love you. Thanks for coming on and playing the game.
You're welcome.
All right, then. Have a great day. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season 2. If this gets a third season, I'm off.
Pure Radio.
We're just chatting here in the studio this morning about possibly on Friday deep frying a cappuccino burger. We're going to contact the butcher in Ayr who's come up with this. D. Payton and Sons. Why do butchers always have sons?
Because their sons always like to get involved.
Why not D. Payton and Son daughters?
Well, maybe they just, a lot of butchers tend to have sons more than daughters.
No, no, female
like,
butchers.
Could run in
about.
The family.
You're right. That's something we've got to change.
Yeah, it needs more, to change, doesn't it?
More female butchers.
That's what you want.
That's what I say. Yeah. Whenever I walk at a butcher's, I say, not enough women in here.
Yeah. Do you go to butchers out. Often?
No.
I don't really go to the butchers. Do you?
Not?
Well, you don't go to the butchers.
I don't go to the butchers
you're
ever.
Vegan.
You're vegan. Yeah.
That's like your idea of hell.
But what do we think to that? Cappuccino burger.
Do you want my honest opinion on this?
Go on then.
Or have I to pretend that I like it?
No, well, you don't know yet. Well, we're always honest here.
Exactly. I think it sounds absolutely revolting. Did you not read the little blurb for it and the guy said that one day he was having a burger and a cappuccino and he thought, let's combine them?
Think he dunked it.
I think they were having their coffee and they just made the burgers for that day at the butcher's place. And they thought, oh, there's two flavours that will go together.
I don't think I've ever had a burger and a cappuccino at the same time and thought, this should be a combination.
Well, these guys did.
I think it could work.
I don't think a burger and having a cappuccino at the same time works point blank, never mind putting it together
into
a meal.
Coffee-tasting burger, won't it? Which does sound quite nice.
We were brainstorming with the staff and wanted to think outside the box.
We haven't half done that.
Says Scott. We all like the coffee shop. We were having cappuccinos in the morning and thought we could add it to the burgers. We add cappuccino powder into the recipe for our steak burgers.
So it doesn't even have caffeine in it?
No.
So what's the point? You're not even getting the buzz.
I think it's the
just
flavors.
A weird coffee-tasting burger. Do you know what? I will reserve judgment and we'll see what happens.
Well, seem like reserving judgment. You've
I'll reserve judgment.
Well, there could be a certain amount of caffeine in the the cappuccino powder, no?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I had a quarter pounder, I was buzzing out my nuts. Couldn't sleep for a week. We're celebrating Beyonce having a Nando's in Edinburgh at the weekend. £2,000 worth of Nando's for her and the whole crew.
Is that what we're giving away today?
No,
£2,000 worth of Nando's.
Just so you're under no illusion, that's not what's happening. So this is called Be Wrong Say. We're going to play you a Beyonce song, and you've got to come off the back of that, not with the lyrics from the Beyonce song, but with wrong lyrics and something to do with Nando's.
Wrong Nando lyrics only.
Has anybody playing?
Yes, we have actually had a few people get in touch.
Yeah.
First on the line, we have
Katie Mack.
There's Katie. Yep. Katie. Oh, Katie's always there to help out. Hi, Katie.
Good morning, Robin.
Hi. Thanks for bailing Alana out with this ridiculous
idea. Oh, come
on,
it's good fun. No. See if it works well. Robin will take credit later.
Indeed,
on.
That's true. That's right. Are you ready to play, Katie?
I'm ready.
When the singing stops, then you're going to come up with a Nando-style wrong lyric. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
A boneless chicken's eye on it with flame grilled chicken and infused with peri peri sauce.
I couldn't tell when Beyonce started and stopped there, Katie.
That's pretty good.
Well, there you go, eh?
Okay, and who's next coming on?
Stay Sarah. There.
All right, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Morning.
Morning.
Hi, it's Sarah. Nando's coming your way. If you can finish these lyrics, here we go.
Nando's tonight for my tea.
Was there more?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm going to have fried chicken with mashed potatoes and corn in the cob.
Nice.
Do you know, I think Beyonce sang that one at her set in Murrayfield. Yeah.
Nice. Both very good. I think Nando's vouchers for each. Don't you?
I think they were both outstanding. Yeah. I think Beyonce,
well,
if she was listening,
far, but...
would be really proud, and she might even contemplate changing some of the lyrics of her songs.
Yeah. Well done, girls. Nando's vouchers for both of you.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, Alana Square goes Robin. She has finally had enough. Round one. Tenor on Alana, please.
Pure Radio.
You are listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Here we are right in the middle of the podcast where we normally like to do something that we probably haven't done on the show. So that makes it a little bit different.
We're technically about to have a content meeting.
We are, that's right, because there are some new jingles coming for the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. And they've sent through a demo of them.
Okay, perfect.
So I thought I'd play them here for you.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this because this has been a long time in the making.
It has, yeah, that's right. And we told you what we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys actually told the American jingle singers how we say Scotland and how we say pure and radio, etc.
We helped quite a lot with this, so yeah. I'm quite excited.
Yeah. So going by the way you guys speak and your phonetic sound,
okay,
that's how this is going to sound.
Okay.
So let's see. What do you think of these?
Actually.
Here we go. Right, here we go.
Robin Galloway Breakfast Show.
What are you laughing at?
I can't be serious.
Pure Radio. Oh no.
Hey?
We're off here?
You must have hit this.
Did I? How long were we off?
I interrupt the recording, my apologies.
Oh, don't worry.
It's fine, that's a great middle bit. Welcome back to the podcast, McCully. Two weeks in a row.
Right, McCully's just come in.
McCully,
that's two that you've...
I've just sworn as well.
You've fucked two podcasts up now by coming in.
Pop on the mic.
Hi there.
Hi, right, so let me just explain what's happened, because I swore and then accused Robin of doing something wrong.
Well, I thought it was me.
We went silent outside.
Yeah, turns out it was Lynn Hogan.
Lynn didn't hit a button.
Lynn Hogan went for a shit.
Go and get Lynn Hogan as well.
So no, I'm going to hang out here a bit longer because absolutely stinking out there.
So we've got a button on the desk called the shit button. So
yes.
If you're going for a shit, there's a piss button, which is not quite as long.
That's about 2.5 minutes. The other one's
about
10.
There's a sit-down wee button as well, which is a little bit longer, somewhere in between.
That's right. So anyway, so we're in the studio we normally broadcast from.
Yeah.
So Lynn... having a shit, and the station went off air.
Yes, that is exactly
so McCully
what happened. So
ran
I came in
to
fix
and swore.
We were actually mid content meeting, by the way.
We were just having a
Why
listen.
Am I here? You might as well just stay.
We were just listening to our fabulous new jingles, and these guys don't like them
on the podcast.
Yeah. You haven't got headphones on.
Well, this is all very ad hoc and very on the fly.
Much
going on.
Here we are.
Oh, hello.
So, what do you think of this? So, you ready?
Right, I'm listening.
Here we go. The Robin Galloway. Why is everybody...
So this company has sent this through being serious.
Question.
Why is everybody laughing?
Why did you sing your own jingle?
Do you think that sounds like me?
It is you.
It's not
it?
Me. No,
do you
it's
know
not me.
What that no. sounds like? You know that I'm never going to give you up. Like skit that's on YouTube, and the guy can't sing it. Rick Astley.
Never going to give you up.
That is what that sounds like. So bad.
So these start on Monday. So
they
tune
better.
In. Okay.
Surely they're not going to start on Monday. You're after.
Not can't a wait. Penny save spent here.
That's going to be fantastic. Okay, it's time for part two of Robin Galway Takes on a Podcast, because I'm just hearing that Lynn's had her shit and she's coming back.
Actually, I've got something else. No, I'm joking.
But Lana's back from her holidays. Hello, Lana.
Hello.
And intern Gary is here as well.
I'm still here.
Intern Gary, who now, have you noticed at the back of the studio now?
I did. The
intern Gary's face
up.
Has been added to the little collage of breakfast presenters.
I don't like the photo of me, though. I look very awkward.
Well, do you want to be on or not?
Yeah. Don't remove it. I'm very happy to be up there.
Unfortunately, Lana has lost a little bit of her head in the new picture.
It's okay.
To make room for intern Gary.
Intern Gary.
Yeah.
Just chopped off a wee bit of hair.
You look very
there.
Happy. Lots of people have been congratulating you.
There's been a lot, actually.
Who
yeah.
are these people? Carla says, amazing, well done, Gary. Who's Carla?
That's intern Gary's auntie.
Noah.
And then his cousins have commented as well.
Bobby says, his massive mum. Congratulations.
You've actually chosen two people there that I don't know, yeah.
Khajiit, do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's one of the mums of a girl I go to Taekwondo with.
Well done, Gary. Yep. Natalie says, well done, Gary McWilliams.
Do
Natalie
you know?
McQueen.
You must know
yeah,
Natalie.
I know her, yeah. Taekwondo again.
You know her. Oh, is it all Taekwondo?
A lot of it is Taekwondo. Yeah.
That's the reason that you got on there in the first place. He said, if you don't put me on there, I'll do a Taekwondo move on you.
No, remember, yep. He can't do that. He can only fight back.
That's
we've spoken about this before. It's only defence.
Stephen yes. says, excellent. Remember and get one of those put outside the house as well.
Yes.
Do you know Stephen?
I know Stephen, yeah. Stop reading the ones I know, right?
That'll be like a screen. That'll be like somebody, you know, when people put the Christmas decorations up all over the house.
Wait, Andy J. Christie. Do you know
legend.
Him?
I don't know him. I don't know him.
Do you know Alison?
I don't know Alison. I don't know.
I enjoy internet Gary's...
Carol Maxwell Mason, you know her.
That was my P5 teacher.
You know her, yeah.
Your primary five teachers congratulated
yes.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way that Alison, that's self-corrected, isn't it? I enjoy internet Gary's blether.
Yes.
It's intern
Kit
Gary.
Johnston, you know her?
I don't know.
That's
I'm a nice guy.
Kit says, I hope he stays. He's a nice guy. And good at his job.
Raymond Duffy, you know Raymond Duffy. Well done,
Raymond
Gary
Duffy.
McWilliams. You should just pretend that you don't know any of these people.
Gordon McWilliams has said, is it now former? And I don't know him.
That's your dad.
That's yeah,
dad.
That's my dad, yeah.
Right, well, there's a lot of people have said.
We've worked out that a lot of people know intern Gary.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when your mum posts a photo of you and you have like 50 comments and you're like, well, I'm so popular. And it's just your mum's
and
pals.
You don't know half of them.
It's like, oh, yeah, oh, hi,
the entire Pure Radio audience doesn't care.
No.
They haven't commented at all.
Robin Galloway still takes on a podcast. Sadly,
funny time. Stop. Funny time.
Hello.
Janine. Just wanted to sing you a little song there, Janine. Robin Galloway at Pure Radio. Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
Not bad at all. Good to speak to you, and thank you very much for your Pure Fanny nomination. So who is the Pure Fanny?
It would be myself.
Oh my God, really? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
What love when people nominate themselves.
What have you done, Janine? What have you done?
Well, my friend got nominated Pure Fanny and she had her Pure Fanny cup.
Oh.
And I was working with her and she left her cup behind, so I took her cup away with me. It was full of coffee stains, so I seen it on the bottom of the cup that it was dishwasher proof safe and it could be on the top shelf.
Uh-huh.
So I did do that, and then obviously it came out the dishwasher. The coffee marks were removed, however, so was the word bin.
Oh.
So
oh.
For me to come into work the next day to kind of show her cup was pretty harsh.
Who was your friend? Do you know what she was nominated for?
Yes. She's actually sitting here with me.
Oh, is she? Oh,
so
okay.
I'll put her on speaker and she can let you know.
All right, okay. You remind us. Hello, Janine's friend.
Hi, Suzanne Scott. I was nominated by Jennifer Scott Hitchcock last September because I weighed my suitcase as £22 instead of 22.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right.
£22, I remember that.
That was brilliant.
And are you very upset that your cup is ruined?
I am, because I take it into the office all the time and right. put it on my desk.
Okay,
let
well,
everyone know that I'm a pure fanny.
I think we should run this through the fannyometer and see if there's a possibility of getting two cups.
And it's going up.
Oh, is it going to go?
Is this one going to hit the bullseye? I think it might.
Fanny time.
Yay! Yay! Great news. A replacement Pure Fanny of the Week mug will be coming through the post to you very soon.
Two mugs, we'll give them two. I think two? It's only fair, yeah.
I'll get two mugs, one each.
They're both pure fatties.
Yeah. Well, amazing girls. Okay, Janine and Suzanne, together, say those words.
I'm a pure fatty.
Oh, yay! Double fanny!
A double fanny, never had one of them before. John won tickets to see the Proclaimers earlier on today, and he's going to take his missus for their anniversary. He's just told her she's very happy.
Oh, that's good.
And he loves the show.
And it saves you having to buy anything.
Does he really love the show, or is it just because he won the tickets? Yeah. Thanks for the tickets. Hate the show. I'd love that.
Yeah.
We like honesty on Pure.
We
like honesty in Scotland.
We do.
Don't we? We call it what it is.
Absolutely.
We didn't do any of this kind of dressing up, going, oh, it's a beautiful day again today. It's not.
Like you said, someone saying something is quite good is the best compliment that you can really get in Scotland.
We should launch the Pure Radio Quite Good Awards.
Yeah.
Where everybody gets a quite good. And that's what you get.
If someone says, oh, it's decent. Oh, yeah. Gary, how was the movie last night? Yeah, it was decent. You're going to go see that film, aren't you?
Wow, that's a good film.
People have bumped into me before and says, oh, we've heard your show. That's quite good, by
quite
the way.
Good.
Quite good.
Quite
by
good,
by the way.
Anywhere else in the world would be insulted by that. What do you
oh,
mean?
Oh, man, love your
good?
Show, man. Love your show.
Yeah.
Your show rocks. Here, I've heard your show. It's quite good. Pretty good, that show you do.
God, thank you so much. That is lovely.
Oh, thanks for that. I really appreciate that. You, they're on stage clutching the quite good award.
The coach just going, ah, quite good.
Yeah.
Quite good.
Can't believe this. I've got a quite good award. I'm going to put, I don't know why I'm American now. I'm going to put this next to my other clutch of awards. But this one will stand
what
out.
What would you have there, Pure Fanny? The quite good
award.
The awards.
Quite good awards.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's quite a good lineup.
The quite good. Maybe we need to launch the quite good awards.
I quite like the quite good awards.
Yeah. And just send it to people who we think are brilliant.
That, yeah.
But we just say they're quite good.
Louis Capaldi. Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly, no, you're quite good.
But you could have listeners, like for example, you could nominate someone. So I'd like to nominate my mum because she saved someone's life. Oh, that's quite good, eh?
You saved that person's life. CPR. Quite good, that.
Robin Galloway takes on a... you know what it is. You chose to listen. Why am I here?
Harry Styles, who is at Murrayfield this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night. The weather's going to be better for an outdoor concert as well.
Absolutely.
But Beyonce was peeing down.
It rained, but the good thing was it was only really Beyonce that was getting wet because we were all undercover, so I wasn't too
everybody.
Fast.
What about the people on the front, on the pitch?
Well, that's on them for getting standing tickets.
They're in the Golden Circle. That's why it's called the Golden Circle, because you're going to get wet. You're going to get rained on.
I wouldn't say that.
What?
Why?
Nothing.
No, I mean, you've got very good seats, hence the golden part of it.
Yes. Oh, right.
But because it's raining, you're also going to get wet.
Do they have a golden circle at Harry Styles because of his song Golden?
I don't know. He had a song called Golden.
Yeah,
he did,
you're so golden.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Oh, nice. I would go see him live, I've been honest.
Well, buy yourself a ticket.
I might.
I think it's sold out. Would Georgia, your girlfriend, like to go?
I'm not sure, actually. She doesn't like standing.
I haven't mentioned it for a while.
We did, was it? Come on to for Beyonce.
Oh, it was good fun.
Could we do Swally for Harry?
Swally for Harry?
That doesn't quite rhyme as good. Swally for
Harry. So you have to have a swally in your house?
Yep, and then you can win Harry's set of tickets.
And invite us round. We'll go to various swallies and whichever one's the best.
Or Pails for Styles.
Anybody who's got hemorrhoids, your chance. How ironic would it be if there was no standing left and you had to sit down?
Pure Radio.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. The classic, classic, classic wind-up.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. Galloway?
Speaking.
Mr. Galloway, hello, it's George Waters here, the Facilities Waste Management Coordinator at DC Thompson in Meadowside. I report into Colin, you might be aware of him. There's just a little problem that's been brought to our attention, Mr. Galloway. It's to do with well, you put some stuff in the bins a couple of weeks ago at the Spears Wharf premises that you work out of. Your black Audi, am I right in saying it's FXV, is that the registration?
I you're right in saying that.
No problem. So you left a rowing machine in the bin along with a few bags of waste and some blankets as well. Is that correct? That's what the CCTV is showing.
Well, inside the blanket there was actually a body.
I'm not sure what you mean, Mr. Galloway, but there's a bit of a problem there because we've had to, the council's been in touch and they've asked us to collect it.
Uh-huh. Well, Caroline says it was all right. I could put anything I wanted in there.
Caroline Wally?
Uh-huh.
Well, unfortunately...
It's actually her ex-lover's body that was in the blanket.
We'll have to raise that with her a different type. But I'm a bit concerned because obviously that is our own machine. When the council have had to take that away, it's cost them £450 as a special uplift fee to remove it.
Oh, what a bargain.
So, unfortunately, I think we're left with no alternative but to pass that cost on to you.
Uh-huh. Okie dokie, Chief. Here's my loan card number.
678. Well, we don't need that now, obviously.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. You just told a big porky,
voice.
Robin. You just told a big porky.
A terrible voice. I knew it was you.
You knew it was who?
McKelly.
Wrong. You got that wrong.
Well, I knew you'd be up to it.
Well, you leave the office for one day. What else are we going to do?
Robin, sorry, it's Michael at Bunker. I got roped in to do this.
Michael!
Sorry!
What the f***? Goodbye!
The big porky being that the reason that this came to light is that Caroline, aided by Greg for IT, has found CCTV footage of you fly-tipping your own workplace.
Oh, I thought... That was recycling.
Well, we took a pop at the King of Windups, Michael.
It was worth a shot.
It was a worth a shot. We failed.
Marks out of 10 for the Dundonian accent, Robin.
I'm afraid you overclubbed it.
Did
you
I?
Should have used a sand wedge. And that was simply a fine.
I was tempted to go with the Northern Irish accent and said I should have just gone with that. That would have been more plausible.
Oh, Christ, I've given you my credit card number.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, season two.
Hello, Alana.
Hello, Robin.
And hello there, intern Gary.
Hi, Robin.
The top team is here for you today, though Alana is running a little bit late. I mean, 6 o'clock this morning, you weren't quite ready, and now you're putting on your makeup during the show, which you've never
just
done before.
Just a little bit of mascara.
I said there's no need for you to do that. And intern Gary looked over and he went, well, I don't know.
I didn't say that.
You kind of did.
No, I went...
Do you know what it was? I washed my hair this morning because I couldn't be bothered doing it last night, so it just took a little bit longer than usual, which always seems like a good idea. You won't relate to this because you don't wash your hair and it doesn't take that long, but when you wake up in the morning you go, I'm going to do that tomorrow, and then you go, oh, I need to get up early now and blow dry it. And
it's like knowing you've got to fill up with petrol.
Yeah, I was going to
say literally the same thing. Yeah, that's the way that you can relate to that.
It's
so,
the worst one, isn't it?
I'll get it in the morning and then you get in the car and you forget and you're like, oh,
that's right. Although intern Gary, you too yesterday were having a bit of a skincare routine last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I just felt like I was in the shower and I bought a nice new exfoliator for my face, and I went, sure, I'm going to exfoliate my skin.
Just
the face?
Routine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
so I had a daily face wash, exfoliates, put that on.
Was it quite gritty?
It was, yeah.
Give it a good scrub, make sure you get it in all areas.
I leave it for a few seconds as well.
Well, on your face.
Right.
Not on your eyes.
Scrubbed it in.
No.
And once I rinsed it off, I then went out and I put on a hydrating face lotion.
Lovely.
Or a hydrating night lotion, sorry, on my face.
Yeah.
And then I put on a brightening eye cream just underneath to help reduce dark
circles. Do you know
circles.
Your eyes are looking very bright this morning?
Thank you.
Notice that.
I don't know if it works straight away, if you need to do it a wee bit over time.
Wow.
But I didn't. It was any difference whatsoever. But keep going.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Do you exfoliate, Robin?
Yes, I do.
You seem like the exfoliation
type
of guy.
You only have to ask me once. I take longer in the bathroom than my wife.
What
does.
Do you use?
She tells me that. Why does it take you so long?
Do you do like face wash, exfoliation, cream, under eye cream?
Yes.
Do you as well?
The brightening, well, I haven't got any on today, but
masks?
I do. Not for a while.
I do like those little eye masks that go underneath your eyes. They're quite nice as well.
I haven't tried
this. You ever used them?
No.
I like the blackhead ones you put in your nose, like the strips, and then you pull it off and you see all the stuff in it.
God, what has this show become today? It's remarkable.
Do you know what? Everyone should look after their skin, so I don't think it's bad chat.
Yes, time for Say the Song. Intern Gary came up with this one, and it's time now for the lyrics, and he's going to say them in the most ridiculous way, and we've got to guess the song.
Okay, you ready for song number one?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, I wake up tonight, I said, I've got to make somebody love me. I've got to make somebody love me. And now I know. Now I know.
It's difficult.
Now
I know. Somebody love me. And I know. Da, 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 da. I'm so lucky. We're so lucky.
You're lucky.
Oh, I think it is.
Lucky.
It's Franz Ferdinand.
Yes. Take me.
No. No.
I need the title.
You're so lucky, lucky, lucky. And now I know, now I know, now I know. You're so lucky, you're so lucky. What's that called, that song? It's not Lucky, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. We're not going to get the time.
5, 4.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're giving us a countdown. We know the song.
Do you want me to?
Well, do you know what? We kind of got it.
Damn it.
We kind of got it. We just couldn't remember the title.
It wasn't what I was thinking either.
Really?
Well done, Alana.
Thank you.
Well, half well done.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got there. We basically got it. We recognised the song.
You need the title.
Well, we recognised the song, though. This isn't a title naming game. It's just recognising the song. So I feel like I'm going to give myself a point.
Okay, half point.
I'm going to give myself the full point.
Okay. Song number two. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Together, we will go our own way. Together.
Oh, together.
We will leave someday.
It's not together. Village people. Together.
Your hand in my hands.
Together. It's Go West.
Go West.
By Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys, Go West. Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Full point.
Full point.
Two full points to us.
Okay, well, I'm not sure about the first one. Third one now.
Okay, third one. Oh, here we are. And here we go. All aboard. And we're hitting the road.
Here we are, here we are. It's rocking all over the world, Status Quo, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
Come on.
Excellent.
Good work from you there.
Scooshing this game,
well done.
Sorry, Alana, but.
Did quite well.
2.5 points.
2.5. I would give us 3 points because it isn't like the music mash that McCulley does where you're trying to guess the song title, you're trying to recognise the song.
That's correct, because you've got to get the artist and the music mash.
That's a good game. I like that game.
Yeah. It's good.
It's alright, especially when we get it right.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the best.
We do well. Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, intern Gary takes on Robin
Galloway. He really wants this job. Fight! Pure Radio. Remiss of us not to mention Tina Turner, who died last night. She was 83. She was an absolute superstar, by the way.
I was really shocked, actually, when I received that notification through. I had to laugh. Intern Gary did the most. You know, everyone has that one friend who likes to tell you that
Sky News.
Who likes to tell you that someone's died. So I received the notification, I'd say maybe like 5 minutes before, from Sky News, been like, Tina Turner's dead. I was, oh my gosh. And then Intern Gary in the group chat 5 minutes later, Tina Turner is dead.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
No worries. I hadn't seen the notification yet, to be fair.
Well, everybody else had.
Yeah.
It was nice of you, though, but it's just, I think we all have that one friend that when you're sitting in the office at work or maybe at home, they like to tell you as soon as it comes up on their phone.
So I had Sky News, and then I follow Apple News, and it then came back up, and then you.
Yep.
So thanks for that.
We were a bit late to the party, but you tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Some great music.
Absolutely,
Including, because you all forget that this was Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner.
What a tune.
That is such a good song. Proud Mary. Now, maybe one that you guys don't know about. You might know the song, and you might go, oh, yeah, I do know this song. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Not by City Limits.
Yes.
The only reason why I know this is because of the Lemmy sketch.
Oh,
have you
is
seen
this
that?
The one?
So
yeah.
Lemmy, the comedian, the Scottish comedian, he does like a kind of impersonation of Tina Turner. It's really funny.
It's
but
just loads of Tina Turner.
It's to this song he does it, and he does
That's
this
right.
weird kind of dance.
Good song, though.
Very good
Again,
song,
70s
yes.
song, Not by City Limits.
Yeah.
And then she did nothing for years, by the way.
Really?
Nothing at all. And then massive comeback with these songs from this era.
Is that when she had the kind of mullet hairstyle?
Yeah.
She came back with that?
Yeah.
Because that's really iconic of Tina.
The album was Private Dancer.
Yes.
But she had that look. And then she went back on touring everywhere.
So obviously Tina Turner wasn't really, I'd say, around for our generation, but obviously we knew some of her songs like Proud Mary, but you said someone that she inspired was Beyoncé.
100%.
Massively.
You should watch the documentary. I think everybody will now. It's just called Tina. And some of the dancing in the 60s, it's just Beyoncé.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I'll need to watch, because obviously I am familiar with Tina Turner, but I don't think I've ever really watched her perform live or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll make a movie about her soon, a bit like what they did with Whitney?
There is a movie about her abusive relationship with her husband, Ike. I'm sure there is. And there's also a musical, Tina Turner the Musical.
A musical?
100%
really? Okay, I'll need to have a little look.
Yeah. No, it's good. What else is there? There's this. I don't wanna
lose. Yes.
Good song as well. These were massive songs in the 80s.
What a tune.
And this was from one of the Fast and Furious movies, I think.
Let's hear it. That has been used in a lot of
Thunderdome
movies. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And of course, there's an elephant in the room that nobody talks about, because in Scotland, nobody likes to play this song because it might upset one half of the old firm. It's a bloody good song, by the way.
But I think on a day like today, after Tina's just died, it's acceptable to play a little bit.
It's a brilliant song.
It's a shame that that song has been changed in Scotland, because it has a very, very good song.
Because it's a Rangers theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the song that's played when the players walk out.
Uh-huh.
But it's an amazing song.
It's very, very good.
Really, really good. So God bless you, Tina Turner. Intern Gary is not very well this morning. He struggled in and infected everyone.
Yeah, but I'm a trooper. I'm here.
No, you're not a trooper. I am sick of this mentality of people thinking just because they come into work sick, they're a trooper. You're just infecting everyone else. No, you're not that ill, but I'm just saying, like, I hate that mentality.
Well, I appreciate you struggling in.
No worries.
Although if I've got this thing tomorrow, I'll be very, very upset.
So I would say, if I've come in while not feeling well, gave it to you, and then you guys take time off, you're like, oh, I'm not feeling
that
well.
That would happen,
Gary,
just so you know.
I'm going to take time off.
You're going to have to do the show on your own, Gary. Yeah.
The infected Gary.
How good would that be? I think the listeners would love a breakfast show with just me.
Just with you. Well, let's try it.
25 minutes of me
chatting. See you later.
Chatting about Lego. I hope they've actually left.
Come
right.
On, let's go.
So this morning I was having some Cocoa Pops, right? And they've actually left the room. They've left the studio. send in a message if you want to win Proclaimers tickets. We've still got two to give away. We've got just message in and we'll give you a phone call. Please come back. Please. I don't even know how these buttons work. I was about to run around and hit some buttons, but I don't know how they work. I'm panicking, I'm sweating.
Look how red you've gone.
Gradually came in and you were like standing on your seat. So I said to Rob, he doesn't even know how to, like, you don't know what button to hit to put the song on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There we are.
So what about that Intern Gary breakfast show?
Yeah.
All music.
I think it's a wee bit away. Yeah.
Seven massive songs.
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
Yes, we are deep frying cappuccino burgers today from a very famous butcher in Ayr called A.D. Payton and Sons. And these burgers were picked up by Aussie girl Rebecca, who lives close by.
Not really.
All right, well, 40 miles away.
That's not close.
And she's got them anyway. So what's the strategy today? Have you coated these in flour, first of all, Intern Gary?
I have not coated them in flour, no.
Oh,
do you
think
I should coat them in flour?
Well,
you're a bit late now, so I did the batter. I think it's fine as it is. It's absorbed the batter very well.
I'm going to be honest with you, Alana's not looking forward to this.
No, I'm just not a big fan of a cappuccino-flavoured burger.
Well, but you don't know yet.
Who knows? I could be proven wrong. So you are covering it in batter just now, Intern Gary, and it's looking quite good. Is it ready to drop?
Yes, ready to go.
There it goes, sizzling away. Oh. Now, Intern Gary fried these last night, and I've seen pictures because your mum Sheena was furious. She didn't put the extractor fan on.
Yeah, the whole house smelled of cappuccino grease. So they've been fried, so they are thoroughly cooked. We now just need to reheat them while being battered at the same time. Right. I think it's going to be successful.
Okay, well, marks out of 10 coming up here on Pure Radio Scotland. So, Alana, I know you're not looking forward to this.
Actually looks not too bad.
Okay. Just take off the top there so you can see the deep fried.
It looks decent, to be fair. Good.
So it's like a burger that you get at the chippy, because they deep fry them sometimes.
Yeah, it's taken to the batter very well. There's no denying that. And it actually looks not too bad.
Yeah, it looks good. But will it taste good?
That's the question. I'm going to cut this in half now. So the bun isn't deep fried. We only deep fried the meat.
Fair enough. I think that's a good idea.
I agree.
Okay. So, Alana, are you going to have a bite of the bun? Or are you just going to take the...
Well, I'll try it all.
You're going to try it
only
all.
Seems fair.
Okay.
Oh,
let's
wow. Oh, look at the cross section in that.
Cross section looks amazing. Because you cooked that last night.
I did, yes.
Okay, so Alana, you go first. Now, can you smell any cappuccino?
So it just smells like a normal burger, to be fair.
Right. So okay. It's the taste test that's going to do it.
I don't know if the bun might disguise the crunch, by the way. So just okay. In case you don't get a crunch.
All right, fair enough. Oh, a little bit
we've
of crunch.
Got a crunch.
Well cooked, by the way.
Thank you.
Actually tastes really good.
It tastes really
can
good.
Can you taste cappuccino?
Not really getting cappuccino flavours. I have just taken a little bite, to be fair. But I have to say, it's quite delicious. I would probably eat that
whole
thing.
The meat will be good. I mean, butcher's burgers are very good.
Yeah.
It's nice and crispy. It's lovely in the bun. The burger tastes delicious.
It looks good. Honestly, you've cooked that so well.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go for a wee bite now.
Do you think, if you can't taste the cappuccino, did Ozzy or Rebecca pick up the right ones?
Imagine she picked up the wrong ones.
I think they were given to her.
Right.
And I could see some brown in the meat before it was cooked.
Could you?
Suggesting the cappuccino,
the powder, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you got very heavy cold at the moment, so his taste buds...
I might not taste
anything. Are all shot to bits.
That's a great point.
Delicious burger.
Definitely. Cooked very well.
Compliment yourself there.
I do taste a wee bit of coffee.
Good.
Do you?
You took a bigger bite than me, to be fair. I only took a small part, so that's maybe why.
Okay.
It's a very strange combination, but it's nice.
It's good.
It's not bad. Well, I don't know if it's a case of no two things that don't combine together. Mm-hmm. They do work really well together. That's really... I might actually eat the rest of that, because I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Enjoy it. Have another wee bit just now and see if you can get more of a coffee flavour.
He's going in again.
Are you tasting more coffee the more that you eat?
The more to the middle you get.
It's not overpowering though.
Not at all.
Okay. Right, so we need to do the marks. So better than you thought it was going to be.
I actually
Alana.
Really enjoyed that, yeah. It was
good.
Really nice.
Okay, so marks out of 10 for that.
I think I would give that an 8 out of 10.
An 8 out of 10, okay.
Delicious.
So are you going higher than that?
9
out of 10.
9.5.
Mm. Okay, the highest marks in a while for Deep Fat Friday.
Thank you for listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. That's us done for another week. Sorry. You had to sit through that.
Pure Radio.